right now. I have the movie guys right here in the studio with me. Karen Volpe and Paul Preston, hi.
Hello.
The Oscars are coming up.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
Are you excited?
That's what that noise means.
Because yes. I've guaranteed the listeners of Broad Topics that you will tell them how to vote and they will win tons of money in an Oscar pool. Mm. I mean, there's no pressure there, what's going on?
Well, it is the most wonderful time of the year, and I'm Paul Preston.
And I'm Karen Volpe.
And we're with themovieguys.net, swept up in Oscar fever, here to give you our picks and predictions, as Laura mentioned, for the 85th Academy Awards.
And like Jennifer Lopez and Gwyneth Paltrow before them, the Oscars are now in the business of screwing Ben Affleck. So let's get ready to see what each and every right and wrong nominee is in all of the major categories.
Let's start with the nominee for Best Director. The nominees are Michael Haneke for Amour.
Now, this is amazing. This is a first director nomination given to someone who messed up the most important part of being a director, hiring an editor.
Ben Zietlein, I believe, for The Beast of the Southern Wild.
Ah, yes, for all of those who opted to see something else besides this film when it was in the theaters, we all hope you enjoyed Hotel Transylvania.
Ang Lee for Life of Pi.
Who gets extra points for casting Gerard Depardieu as the whale?
Steven Spielberg for Lincoln.
Lincoln, of course, was directed by Steven Spielberg, the director of Munich and Amistad. Not Steven Spielberg, the director of The Terminal and Hook.
And David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook, answering the burning question, will these crazy people have sex already?
So, the big story here, Best Director, Ben Affleck got hosed.
Completely hosed.
And, you know, since he was snubbed for a nomination for Best Director for that great film Argo, he has won pretty much every single award leading up to it. All the Guild Awards, PGA, DGA, WGA, the Critics' Choice, Golden Globes, so I'm totally rooting for him to win Best Picture, because sadly, even if you write him in, he's not going to win the Oscar. But same with Kathryn Bigelow, also not nominated.
Yeah,
this category
either.
Needs 9 nominees if you're going to have 9 best pictures.
That's true. How can you have a best picture without having the person who put the entire vision together even get it acknowledged?
Yeah. Well, if Django Unchained wins best picture, that's not because Reginald Hudlin and Michael Shamburg produced it. It's because of Tarantino, so he needs a director nomination.
So helping the people with their pools. Now, we think who will win will be Spielberg.
With Affleck out of the picture, the race is between him and Ang Lee. I go with Spielberg. Mm-hmm. But if I had the choice.
Right, here you go. Who should win?
I would go with who's left. David O. Russell, because he got Oscar-nominated performances out of all of his actors.
All right. Our next category is the best actress in a supporting role. Leading the nominees, alphabetically, is Amy Adams in The Master.
Oh, I'd love to make fun of this movie that has nothing at all to do with Scientology, but we should probably move on and not address it at all.
Sally, they're watching you.
Yeah, they're watching you.
Check your mortgage.
Sally Field in Lincoln.
Oh, geez, who will get their third Oscar? Sally Field, Daniel Day-Lewis, or Steven Spielberg? This movie is bathed in gold.
Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables.
One of America's frailest talents. In Les Miserables, one of the first film projects they've actually taken the 3D out of.
Yes, I remember seeing that on stage where people were standing there in 3D. Helen Hunt in The Sessions.
It's like Mad About You, if you were ever mad about someone in an iron lung.
And Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, I loved her in that one movie where she was awesome. She's good here, too. Now, Best Supporting Actress. Sally Field did something pretty miraculous here. Most of the time, you see actors going from TV to film, like Clooney and Hanks. She went from film to TV to that show, Brothers and Sisters, and then back into film, and boom, just shows how great she is. She's back with an Oscar nomination.
I don't know about the Anne Hathaway thing, though. I'm not completely sold by her, because I don't think that her part really was that great and amazing. I felt like the girl who played Empathine had a much better part, and she's completely overlooked, and I think because she's just a Broadway star, which is a bunch of, you know.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think, when I watch Anne Hathaway in hosting a show or on a talk show, that she can pull this stuff off, and yet she does. So she does continually surprise me that the giggly thing that hosted the Oscars could actually be Catwoman and Fantine. I was impressed by
so
that.
So that's her acting. That's what it is.
And this is a double up. She's going to win, and she should win. So there you go. Well, we're arguing about that.
All right.
But that's your money. Put it on Anne Hathaway. Probably your second biggest lock of the night.
She didn't lose weight for the role, but she did cut her hair.
Which technically has weight.
Yeah.
Next in the Oscar rundown is Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Everybody in this category already has an Oscar, so no underdogs. First up, Alan Arkin in Argo.
In Argo, there's violence in the Middle East. It's a story ripped from today's headlines and every other day's headlines.
Robert De Niro in Silver Linings Playbook.
Robert De Niro's in this? Are you sure that he's not aware that this movie looks really good?
Philip Seymour Hoffman in The Master.
I'd love to make fun of this movie that has nothing at all to do with Scientology, but we should probably move on and not address it at all.
Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln.
Yes, the horrors of the Civil War are written all over his face. At least that's what I think is going on there.
And Christoph Waltz in Django Unchained.
Django Unchained. Your companion piece to Lincoln.
Best supporting actor. In my opinion, Philip Seymour Hoffman's the best actor working.
Yeah.
He is so emotionally attached to everything he does. He brings complete authenticity to everything. Even in Moneyball, where he wasn't a huge part.
He was great.
The guy was completely authentic. He's amazing. If I had, if I were doling out Oscars, I'd give it to him every time he's nominated for something.
I'd go with Christoph Waltz. He created this crazy, amazing character that I can't even imagine existing back in that time.
Yeah, but your winner is going to be
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah.
Winning for a second time. Although, would it have killed him to nominate Matthew McConaughey just to encourage him to stop making crap movies and keep working with good directors? All right.
Moving on to the best actress race, we will start with Jessica Chastain of Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, I'd love to make a joke here, but you don't mess with the Navy SEALs.
Jennifer Lawrence of Silver Linings Playbook.
You ever notice how movies like Silver Linings Playbook always take place in the fall or winter?
Emmanuel Riva in Amour.
Oh, she's quite good in this movie that's absolutely horrible.
Kuvenzuela Wallace of Beast of the Southern Wild.
Kuvenzine. People are definitely talking about her performance in this story about a Hurricane Katrina-type storm. Hack Critic says the real force of nature in this film is Kuvenzine Wallace.
And Naomi Watts of The Impossible.
Yeah, I saw that film about the 2004 tsunami.
And?
Maybe I don't have problems after all. Best actress. Sadly, Broad Topics, not a great year for women.
Yeah, I heard you earlier talking about how stories have to really be compelling, and I don't feel that the female characters had stories to tell this year, not like The Help last year. They really had great stories.
Yeah, My Week with Marilyn was a great performance. Mm-hmm. I thought Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was an unbelievable performance. This year, they don't stack up to those.
I mean, okay, but it's not compelling enough that you want this woman to follow her story. The little girl's probably the best actress there, but she won't win.
No,
sadly.
I don't think she will, and I agree with you. I think she is the best in that she brought nothing new to the table. You didn't know what to expect, and she just blew you out of the water. But I think they want to anoint Golden Girl Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, that's where you put your money, sadly.
Just edging out Jessica Chastain, who they also love. But I think the sort of lighter performance and the just something about her, they want to crown her. So
it's the Hunger Games.
Yeah, that too.
They want to give her the Hunger
Games. She brought
Games
money to Hollywood as well, so they'll give her that.
And a younger audience, which they always like.
Let's get on to Best Actor or Best Daniel Day-Lewis. Your first nominee is Bradley Cooper in Silver Linings Playbook.
Barely edging out Chris Tucker, who apparently is not aware that this is not a Rush Hour movie.
Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln.
The story of our nation's last pro-union Republicans.
Hugh Jackman in Les Miserables.
Les Mis, of course, is a Universal Studios release, and I can't wait to go on the roller coaster ride through the sewers of Paris and their theme park ride opening this fall.
Joaquin Phoenix in The Master.
I'd love to make fun of this movie that has nothing at all to do with Scientology, but we should probably move on and not address it at all.
And Denzel Washington in Flight.
Denzel plays Whip Whitaker, which is a good sign because in his films, anytime that he plays someone with a weird name like Grey Grantham, Bleak Gilliam, or Malcolm X, it's a good movie.
Yeah, here's the deal. Tough to give out any acting award when all the actors aren't playing the same part. Let's just be honest about that. How do you know one's better than the other? But for me, there's a great omission here. Richard Gere was fantastic in a little scene movie called Arbitrage, which you can check on iTunes. Might be on Netflix, not sure.
Yeah, it was great.
But wherever it's showing in your home, get out and see it. He's fantastic, and he's great at playing white-collar, like, guys you hate. Yet he's the lead, and you have to follow him, and it's very interesting. I think his casting is key to making that movie watchable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty good film as well, as well as his performance in it.
So the will win
is Day-Lewis.
And who should win?
Day-Lewis, because every time the guy performs, a million actors in L.A. quit the business. There's just no reason to keep going. So let's get on to the big category.
All right, and now the Best Picture nominees for Sunday's Oscars, starting with Amour.
This movie is the worst Best Picture nominee since Ghost, and it's worse than Ghost. Next movie.
Argo.
From the director of The Town and star of Paycheck.
Beast of the Southern Wild.
That's a documentary about Honey Boo Boo, right? Is that the film I'm thinking of?
Django Unchained.
Now, if this wins, that would be revolutionary. Because, I mean, revolutionary, Academy. Think about it. Django Unchained is a movie that doesn't care what you think, doesn't care what you expect, doesn't care what you want. It's very refreshing.
Les Miserables.
Les Mis, of course, based on the popular Broadway sweatshirt.
Life of Pi.
Also known as We Sank a Zoo.
Lincoln.
Now, as soon as I saw Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the trailer, I knew this was going to be a good movie.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Man, I enjoyed watching pretty boy Bradley Cooper have problems. Made me feel good about my day.
And lastly, Zero Dark Thirty.
Were we the only ones that were uncomfortable by this film's Oscar campaign? Vote for us or the terrorists win? Well, if I had my way, I'd put movies like Seven Psychopaths and The Avengers and Looper in the mix of the top 10 films of the year. But because The Avengers, in May, everyone's sitting in their shorts and t-shirt going, this is one of the best films of the year.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the end of the year comes along, we got to put on tuxes and pretend it's not an awesome film.
I wish they would take into consideration the amount of money they also make, too. I know that's kind of goofy because then it opens it up to a bunch of these goofy Twilight movies, but that's got to be something important for the Academy to take into consideration.
No, but they did. That's the whole reason we have up to 10 nominees now instead of 5, because The Dark Knight came out in 2008, was incredibly well reviewed, didn't make the cut of 5 nominated films. Mm-hmm. As a result, viewership was down. So the Oscars said, hey, why don't we include these big, why don't we open it up? Maybe we can get some of these blockbusters in there. And now you have stuff like The Blind Side, District 9.
Hey, wait. What was that face you made for The Blind Side? I like that story.
I like her.
Movie's good. All right,
but
who will win?
Argo.
Who should win?
Argo.
Right.
That movie is outstanding. It's incredibly well put together by Ben Affleck. He's good in it. I saw that movie Promised Land, and I watched John Krasinski, and I said, that movie would be better with Ben Affleck. When do you ever say something like that? He's gotten really good.
It's surprising, because whenever he used to do his little boy thing with when he was first on the scene, and he said, oh, he wrote that movie, later you're like, no, he didn't. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe he did.
Yeah. You can't doubt that anymore.
I just want you guys to give me an Academy Award for holding back the comment that some home movies would be made better with Ben Affleck.
Well, that's... Well, what are you saying?
I'm just saying.
I
think she's right.
I didn't say it.
Yeah. The whole movie's about people who have to do completely urgent matters at a completely normal pace,
and
your fingers just dig into the side of the chair with suspense. I thought he pulled off something great.
I also think it's amazing when you can take a completely normal activity going through security and make that so riveting.
Yeah.
I know that it's kind of, you know, we all kind of get a little stressed out when we're going through security, but holy cow, that movie is amazing.
Yeah, and he...
There were no car chases, and I was having heart palpitations.
Yeah, an authentic recreation of place and time, and a general prestige to the whole picture that he's had in his last and only films he ever directed. I don't know how he went from starring in Geely to to making these last 3 films he did as a director.
I think
but
personality transplant.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Argo teaches us that pretty women in spacesuits will always be universal, no matter where you are in the world.
I'm glad we've all learned something here today. And I have to say, movie guys and gal, I agree with you. I'm going to follow your Oscar picks, and I'm going to put a million and a half pennies on it, and then I'm going to sue you if they're wrong.
Wait, well, how much is that exactly?
That's
a million and a half pennies.
I think it's still a lot.
You might still be putting in a lot of cash.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
I think that's like $1,500.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Don't ask me to do math. It is not my skill. I didn't have a Goldie Blocks.
Here, this can help if I can make a little plug.
Yeah.
TheMovieGuys.net is our website. And if you go to TheMovieGuys.net, tomorrow my Oscar rant will be posted, where I cover all these categories and all the categories in depth, like crazy in depth, more than anyone ever should.
So in depth that he spent the last 3 days in his bathrobe sitting in his computer. It's very in depth.
I must be left alone. But that tomorrow, that'll go up, and you can download it, you can print it out, you can follow along at home, you can make X marks and check stuff off. And
you can go to Twitter and make comments at him if you don't agree, if something goes wrong.
Oh, yeah, and we're always jumping on Twitter with you guys and playing around at Broad Topics, right?
Yeah.
At The Movie Guys. So jump on there on Oscar night. We will be
tweeting that night.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's great, and it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Movie Guys
from TheMovieGuys.net. Everybody else, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have our moms panel, the one I've been so excited to do, where we bring in a working mom, a stay-at-home mom, and a work-from-home mom to talk about the reality of raising kids as a mother today. So we'll be right back here on Broad Topics. Hang out.
You're listening to Broad Topics. Diverse women, big topics.